The Schemer by Kimberly Chambers. Read by Annie Aldington. Prologue. The woman sat on the deck sipping a glass of vintage champagne. The weather was glorious, and the heavenly smell of the ocean always had a calming effect on her. As the man reappeared, the woman smiled at him lovingly. Usually, when they sailed their boat, they brought friends along with them, but today the man had insisted they sail alone.
"I want it to be just the two of us for once. That's why I never told you we were going out on the boat until this morning. I wanted to surprise you and spoil you rotten."
And surprised and spoilt rotten the woman had been. Mussels in garlic butter, salmon en croûte, strawberries and cream were all prepared and served up for her by her wonderful man. She had a surprise for him also, and as soon as he sat back down, she would tell him what she'd been dying to tell him for weeks.
"Come over here, babe, and look at this," the man said, gesticulating for the woman to join him.
The woman walked over to the right-hand side of the boat and put her arms around the man's toned, suntanned waist.
"I can't see nothing. What am I meant to be looking at?" she asked, rather bemused.
Knowing it was now or never, the man forcefully grabbed the woman by the shoulders and swung her around so that her back was positioned against the gunwale.
"I'm sorry, but me and you are over. I don't love you anymore, and I'm going back to England."
"Stop mucking about! You're not funny,"
the woman said, with a hint of panic in her voice.
"I ain't fucking mucking about," the man replied,
as he put one hand around the woman's throat and used his other to lift her up by the crotch.
"Please, God, no! Why would you want to do this to me? Why?" the woman screamed.